I'm thinking that's in the top three I would not choose.
China?
Yes. I'm thinking China, North Korea.
Yeah, totalitarian regimes that don't have habeas corpus. Right.
Either Iran or Mexico. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, there are places where, yeah, Mexico, I had an incident, but we...
Well, Mexico, you can always...
We bribed our way out of it.
Yeah, you can just reach into your pocket if you have any money left.
Yes, that was... We had one bad night where we made a couple of bad decisions, and then we were locked in a room, and then they said, well, at some point you're going to have to pay a fine. And I said, I have an idea. Would it be possible... And luckily, my Spanish was good enough. I said, es posible que podemos pagar ahora.
And they sí,
kind of,
ahora.
Right, and they look at each other, and they're like, sí. So, right, flip it up, there you go. And
almost everybody's made a mistake in Tijuana at some point.
This was Acapulco, which Ooh. Apparently has had its own issues. Yeah. Recently, because there have been aspects of some commerce that have made their way into the tourist areas that they thought were safe from some of that, including some nightclubs that we used to go to. Where they said no, that half the people are shot or whatever it was. So it was, yeah, not so good. Anyway,
yeah, China would be very high on the list of places not to shoplift and get caught.
What are they doing? Come on. All right, David Schuster is going to join us next. He's going to tell us about happier times with the NBA All-Star Game coming to this city. We'll get all the info after an update, right after an update on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow in prime time against Purdue. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears and Packers play Sunday at Soldier Field. Linebacker Pernell McPhee says a win against Green Bay would be a big deal to this team.
It'll mean a lot. We know our season's kind of on the line going into this game, so it'll mean a lot, and it'll show you how much growth we have came as a team, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
And despite the bye week, a whole bunch of guys on the injury report, including Danny Trevathan and Kyle Long, both of whom are questionable for Sunday. Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Both Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez are expected back despite sitting out of practice this week with injuries. Indiana trying to avoid losing their fifth straight. Also, it was announced today that Chicago will host the NBA All-Star Game in 2020. Blackhawks play in Carolina tomorrow. The team will honor former Hawk Al Secord with one more shift before Sunday's game against the Devils. In college basketball, the Illini take on Southern tonight. You can hear that one right here on The Score starting at 6:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mattress Firm, and Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Start earning extra money now. Apply today at amazon.com/chicagojobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Some of you in the audience may recall the idea of having an All-Star weekend in Chicago has been met with a kind of a different view in the past from some influential people in the Chicago Bulls organization. My dad. His direct quote was, "They'd have to force me to take the All-Star game." Well, what he doesn't realize, there's also other influential people here who thought otherwise. For example, my son Joey here in the front row. Joey is a junior studying economics at Northwestern University. We've been going to All-Star games for close to 20 years. Last year when we were in New Orleans, he turned to me and he said, "Dad, since we've been going to these games, it's been in Houston twice, New Orleans twice, it's even been in Vegas, and they don't even have a team. So when Chicago? When is Chicago going to get a team? I mean, a game."
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was Michael Reinsdorf earlier today, and this segment was brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider
U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. David Schuster is on Twitter at ShoeMouse. He is now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So was this a civic celebration along with the NBA commissioner today?
That's exactly what it was. The luminaries up on stage, and of course, included Mayor Emanuel. And listen, take a look at what Mayor Emanuel has done, at least sports-wise. He's brought the NFL draft, or at least helped to bring the NFL draft to Chicago, the NHL draft. The NBA draft lottery is coming here, the NBA All-Star game now. And we're told it's not too long down the road that the NHL All-Star game will probably be here as well. So there's obviously money in this, the bottom line being the bottom line, for the city in, you know, hotels and restaurants. And by the way, Dan, I don't know if you knew this, didn't know this, I didn't, but some publication called Bon Appetit has now Chicago number one for restaurants in the United States.
I did. It was a couple weeks ago that was announced. The top restaurant city in the country, yes.
Not surprised, actually, but I didn't know that. Anyway, we'll hear from Commissioner Adam Silver in just a moment and Michael Reinsdorf. But some stuff that was interesting. You know, once upon a time, the NBA All-Star game was, you know, just the game itself, and then obviously expanded to the All-Star weekend with the slam dunk and the three-point contest and the freshman-sophomore game or the first or second-year player game. Well, now it's really evolved into an NBA All-Star week. So it literally starts on Monday and goes all the way through the game on Sunday. So that's why cities like Chicago and Mayor Emanuel, you know, are bidding for these things. There's a lot of money to be made. And you know, with the United Center, of course, and the Advocate Center, where I'm talking to you right now, that this will be used for obviously some kind of practice. Navy Pier will certainly be used in some capacity, even though it's, you know, in February. And the Wintrust building over by the by McCormick Place, that'll be used in some capacity as well. So Chicago put its best foot forward. There's 22,000 seats roughly over at the United Center, but interestingly enough, and this is one of the reasons why Jerry Reinsdorf over all these years did not want the game, because he felt, one of many reasons, he felt that his season ticket holders were going to get screwed in the deal. The Bulls themselves, they get it somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 of those 22,000 seats. And those season ticket holders, the ones that are accustomed to sitting down in the 100 section, they're going to be moved way upstairs, probably into the 300 section, because the league just takes over everything. And Jerry Reinsdorf himself, like I said, has been adamant over all these years. He didn't want it. You know, he would have to be coerced. Well, apparently his son and his grandson did coerce him. Jerry Reinsdorf himself has not been to an NBA All-Star game since it was here in 88, when Michael Jordan, of course, won the slam dunk and the MVP. Anyway, let's hear from some of the luminaries. Here's Commissioner Adam Silver. He was asked point blank, why Chicago?
There actually was a lot of competition, and I think what put Chicago over the top was the plan that the city had put together. As I said, Mayor Emanuel was very persuasive, and ultimately a lot of it comes down to the organization, our organization in town as well, that being the Bulls. And I think the fact that we hadn't been here since 1988, that they were so enthusiastic about having it back, that there have been new facilities built in town over the years, and everything from True Chicago to the Sports Commission embracing it. As I said, it's really a week's worth of activity. So I think it all came together in a really terrific way.
One more from Commissioner Silver. He was asked, Jerry Reinsdorf, again, adamant over all these years, were you surprised that he finally caved in and said yes?
It surprised me a little bit, given Jerry's longstanding opposition. But as I said earlier, Mayor Emanuel was very persuasive. In addition, I did, of course, then talk to Jerry at the time, and he clearly had mellowed a bit over the years. And I think that especially now with Michael day-to-day operations, and Michael, and as I just heard, Michael's son Joey being in favor of bringing it here.
And it's interesting, because Silver was here for that last time the game was here in 88. He was a law student at the University of Chicago. He was sitting way up in the 300 section over across the street of the old building. He was also asked, and he was sort of kidding with this, well, who won that slam dunk contest? Your opinion, was it Michael Jordan? Was it Dominique Wilkins? And he said, of course it was Jordan. He's one of my bosses now, being the owner of the Charlotte team.
It was Dominique Wilkins.
I'm sorry?
It was Dominique. Come on. Dominique got reamed.
He did. It was a Chicago election that day in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Although it was a lot of fun to be part of. All right, one more, if I can play an actuality back in the studio. Here's Michael Reinsdorf. Again, we know that the city is making a lot of money. Point blank to Michael Reinsdorf, what about the franchise? Are you folks making money?
teams don't make money on the All-Star games.
No.
It's just the way the league sets it up. They keep most of the revenues. So this is not an opportunity for us to generate additional revenues. And in some ways, the United Center gets, it's a week-long event, and so the United Center can't have any events. So in some ways, it may even cost the United Center dollars, but at the end of the day, events like the All-Star Game, the draft, you know, one day I'm sure the NHL All-Star Game will be here. It's great for the city, so that's the way we're looking at it.
But I still wonder, Dan, and I defer to you on this one, you just sort of wonder behind the scenes, are there further tax incentives maybe by the city to the Bulls or the Blackhawks?
As soon as he said that there was competition, what we know about how this city does business when it comes to trying to lure a corporate headquarters or something like that, it is they will slash some of the potential revenues to the bone in givebacks just to have the splashy headline and say we're bringing jobs.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, somehow, some way, I just see the Bulls profiting. Obviously, there'll be excitement to have the event here in the city, and maybe by then the team will be hopefully a lot better than they are right now. But I still feel somehow, some way, there is some kind of financial incentive to have the game here, and I think you just pin the tail on the donkey right there.
Well, I meant for the league, too. I mean, when the NBA makes a decision, there's got to be some breaks involved. There have to be some easements to the tax burden, because that's how this game always works. You know, we see it in Olympic bidding. We see it at any time corporations move their offices. They have to be given a reason to, and usually it would be the sunlight of some reporting of the specifics of the deal. I know there was recently something in Wisconsin where I want to say, I forget which city, might have been Milwaukee, where Scott Walker was all ready to announce some massive movement of a corporate headquarters until people got a look at actually what he gave away the store to try to get the headline. So nobody asked about that? Nobody at the press conference asked Mayor Emanuel what concessions were made or what kind of breaks were given to do this?
When it was all said and done, the commissioner, Adam Silver, took some questions. Michael Reinsdorf took some questions in sort of a quorum off to the side. The mayor, he was out the door before anybody could even blink.
David, back to tickets sold, and you said something to the effect that the Bulls would have about 2,000 of the 22,000.
That's what we're told.
It's sort of a stunning number that the league would want 20,000 tickets for an All-Star game. I mean, that's Super Bowl-type demand in a building that size. I'm sort of staggered by that, but it's that big of a league-wide event is what
you're
saying.
That's what, you know, again, I was surprised by that amount also. I knew the league takes over most of it. I didn't think they took over 20 of the 22,000 seats over at the United Center, but apparently they dispense them around the league to, I don't know, all the franchises and all their, the people that are sponsors and everything else that goes along with it. So, again, that was one of the many reasons why Jerry Reinsdorf over all these years said, thanks, but no thanks. I don't want any part of this.
And I understand there were questions today about the weather, about this being in a cold weather city.
That one sort of blew me away. This is not the Super Bowl going to New York.
Yeah, is there a lot of basketball played outside?
No, there is not. There's
okay,
not.
So what does the weather have to do with anything?
I have no idea. I sort of had to raise my eyebrow at that question. I can't remember who asked it, to be honest with you. But
I mean, I know there's events all around the city throughout the whole week.
Yeah, there'll be something, I'm sure, that's outside somewhere. But, I mean, taking into account that it is February, you know, it could be snowstorms for all we know at that juncture. I don't know where that question actually came from. And the commissioner said the only thing that they worry about when it comes to the weather is just getting into town, the airports, and that is the right answer.
What other NBA business came up as Adam Silver talked?
Well, he was asked about the Nico Mirotic thing, and he was asked specifically, how much involvement did you have? And he said, personally, I had very little to do with it. It came across, you know, as a question to me, but we left that up to the Bulls, and obviously his underlings went back in history on how teams have handled, you know, there are not many instances of how this has been handled in the past, but, you know, they talked to the Bulls, and that was pretty much it. They gave their recommendations, and the Bulls went forward with the eight games. But Adam Silver said, personally, he was not that much involved with this at all.
And he was pressed, the commissioner was, on the new lottery system and how it would affect the Bulls. How did the Bulls react to that?
Well, you know, first of all, Adam Silver said, what they're going to do going forward. It's not this upcoming draft. It'll be the year after. And he said, we're tinkering with it. We're going to see how this works. But how it worked in the past was not beneficial to anybody. And he said teams that have tanked over the years, there's very little, you know, listen, it might work for the Cubs and other teams in baseball, but in the NBA, you take a look, it just hasn't worked for all these teams. So he said it's not beneficial. However, he just did not like the way it was handled previously, and teams were going out of their way to lose. Not that it benefited them, but they were going out of their way, and he thought that, you know, the fans were basically getting screwed by it. So they're going to try this at least 1 year. It'll be not the upcoming draft, but the year after, and then they'll see how that works, and then they'll go forward after that.
All right, David, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That is David Schuster reporting from the Advocate Center, the segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Does that number surprise you at all? 20,000 league-wide tickets? That's a lot of tickets.
Consider the number of sponsorship deals at the league level that has this kind of thing built in. Now, the number of proposals for NBA national, international sponsors to say, yeah, we'll throw in a couple All-Star game tickets. People love that stuff.
You know, just percentage-wise, because it's a smaller building, obviously, than a Super Bowl event would have available to it. It's you know, that's like Super Bowl demand for tickets. I mean, that speaks to the...
You're talking about an international product.
I'm saying, yeah. It speaks to the popularity of the event. It just, that number surprises me.
He's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff on the Bernstein and Goff Show. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we have a special attendee here. If I told you a score producer came in here with a bottle of bourbon and a bucket of chicken.
And offered it all to me.
Literally, a bottle of bourbon and a bucket of chicken. And took out a steaming hot fried chicken breast and just took a huge bite out of it and then just began dismantling it. What time is it now? It's 4:16.
We'll let people guess.
I just want to see what the text line does. What percentage of texters get it right? That if you were voting score employee most likely to do what I just described here inside the Jewel Osco, who would it be? I want to see what your answer is, because I believe that people who know...
Are we disqualified back here at the shop?
Yes.
Well...
Yes,
give us four names, yeah, because, and we'll make a poll on Twitter.
I won't.
Well,
say.
Two of you are there, so that's unfair.
No, but they don't know.
Yeah, but that...
Yeah, we don't know. We have no inside information here.
One of you two would be one of the probably top three guesses.
But everybody knows that they're there.
Right, so they can't be a part of the guessing.
All right, give us four names. We'll make a poll on the Bernstein and Goff Twitter page, and people can vote for who they think it is.
Okay, I want definitely do that, and I want to see how smart the Twitter followers, the texters, the listeners of this show are. Very good, texters. Nicely handled. 312-644-6767 is our number. Did you see there's a story about new video of Roy Halladay's flying that has surfaced from 2 weeks ago?
No.
It's him flying the same plane in the same place 2 weeks ago. In a similar fashion, and
I'd really rather not.
Okay, but you want to see? I mean, it's not, the video itself isn't alarming, but it corroborates what people thought they saw. And also, I was doing Anthony Heron and I were talking about some of the odds that had come out regarding the golf tournament. What is it, the Hero World Cup or whatever, where Tiger Woods is coming back?
Tiger, the Hero World Challenge.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods is saying his swing is completely different because his knee is trashed, and we're getting all these ridiculous odds about him winning the tournament or finishing top 10 in some of this. I don't know if you're paying attention to it.
Please, I know what the odds are, and I know where he is on the list. I just would like to see him finish a tournament. That'd be a big victory right now.
A lot we have to get to, and we're taking your calls. Bears, Packers, Martellus Bennett, a lot going on there as well. You should stop by, really. You're getting off of work. You might win Bears, Packers tickets courtesy of Miller Lite if you come by the Jewel here on Division and Clybourne in Chicago on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
It's not that I don't think they'll win. I think they deserve to be favored. I just hope and expect Mitch Trubisky to throw a lot.
The education of Mitch Trubisky is far more important than a win or a loss. It just is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and with that in mind, I do want to take time out and once again thank those who have served, who are currently serving, and who have made the ultimate sacrifice. I've said this before, and I'll say it again right now. There is nothing that we could ever do to repay you or honor you as much as you deserve. Thank you so much for your service. I'm talking about all service people. As an example, Nate Boyer. He appeared on our podcast this week. He's a Green Beret. He also played college football at Texas, took a shot in the NFL. Nate always loved this country, but had a profound appreciation and perspective after serving. Once again, my thanks to him and to all the veterans listening right now. Thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and for ensuring our freedom. I'm Jim Rome.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
AI.
This weekend is special at Mattress Firm because you know the fall asleep sale is already going on. But this is a sale within a sale. Starting now and going through Sunday, it's the 72-hour sale as part of the fall asleep sale. So you can still gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress and get another mattress 50% off. But right now, for 72 hours, Mattress Firm is saluting veterans with 25% off with a military ID. And also as part of the 72-hour sale, it's even better financing because it's 0% APR for 6 years, which is 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. And you see a lot of mattress ads out there and you wonder, well, where should I go? Who's going to get the best deal? If it's a big purchase, am I going to feel differently afterward? No, you're not, because Mattress Firm wants you to shop confidently, knowing you're getting the lowest price. If you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price, which you won't, bring the advertisement in. They'll beat the price by 10%, even up to 100 days after the purchase. That's how sure they are that you are going to find the mattress you want. So you're out driving around, you're going to see a Mattress Firm. You go in, you say hi to the mattress professional there, and they'll walk you through the process, and you are going to end up with a brand new mattress or two to replace your old one, and frankly, it's probably time. And this is a good time. The 72-hour sale as part of the fall asleep sale now through Sunday at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Agreement. Plus a free upgrade to 75 megabits per second of downloads.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s. That would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
.com/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo this holiday season. Enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. And Chris Tannehill is trying to queer the vote. I don't like it. I don't like it. By his musical choice, he's trying to sway the vote. Which right now, with 256 votes already in, Jay Zawoski's at 31% likelihood. The 31% of respondents believe Jay Zawoski is here at the remote in the Jewel.
Drinking bourbon out of a bottle and eating fried chicken out of a bucket.
Swinging bourbon out of the bottle and offering it, which is nice. I mean, and offering chicken, too. Chicken's good. It's been a long time since I've had actually hot Jewel chicken because I usually buy it cold, and it's really good. I've really been overeating today because our friend Spiro, the manager here, has been bringing out food like it's a shiva. Did I miss something?
Don't take it home with you.
did I miss something? Is there a shiver? I mean, are the mirrors covered? I'm not sure.
It's early yet.
Right. If
there could be.
Right. Maybe it's for me and I didn't know. So Jay Zawoski is at 31%. Shane Reardon is at 25%. Herb Lawrence is at 27%. And Rick Camp bringing up the rear at 17%. So one of those is correct.
I'm trying to get votes.
I want to get votes.
Rick Camp getting a lot of support on the text.
This is so dumb. Hey, I want to let people know about an opportunity right now that we have going on. People are asking why I'm wearing a suit to the Jewel.
Nobody really.
I always wear a suit to the Jewel. I also was told there might be a Shiva. No, but it's just a habit of mine. I take grocery shopping very seriously, and I generally wear this nice two-button Joseph Aboud suit.
I'm not allowed to shop anymore. I'm not allowed to go to the grocery store.
Neither is my wife. I've told her she's fired. Because she's bad at it.
I bring home Lucky Charms, and that leads to nothing but
bad. She brings home, like, name brand milk. That's why I fired her from shopping. I said, you buy Jewel brand milk, not the name of the dairy with some, like, organic something in it. That's $5 milk instead of $2 milk, and it's milk. Stop it. You're not going to the store anymore. So when she dropped me off here today, I said, "Don't go in.
You're not allowed in."
It's whatever you do, you know, you're not allowed in.
I'm not allowed to shop.
So anyway,
I bring home Lucky Charms, cookies, and Cheetos, okay. And that's pretty much it.
So the reason I am wearing a suit is cause tonight I will have the honor of being the MC and the auctioneer for the Camp One Step Flight Gala at the Four Seasons. So I wear a lot of hats at this. As a vice chairman and board member and MC and auctioneer, because it's very, very important to me. And it's a huge night where we raise money to help kids with cancer and leukemia and help make them happy through our Camp One Step programs. You can participate in this as well, and you don't necessarily have to attend the event to do it, because what we have done is through Gesture.com, we have put all of our silent auction items that will benefit these kids online. The link right now is in my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. Or if it's easier for you, you can go to camponestep.org and just up on the top of the menu, you can click on Flight Gala, and that will take you to the silent auction items. So this will close, I'm thinking, 8:30 or 9 o'clock tonight, depending on how things go. And it's all automated through the fine folks at Gesture. But man, you got all sorts of signed sports items and tickets for every team in town. Signed Chris Bryant bat, signed Bryant baseball, Kyle Schwarber baseball, Mitch Trubisky jersey. Everything is authenticated. There's music stuff, too. We've got a Keith Urban signed guitar on here, among other things. There are also opportunities just to donate. There are opportunities to buy artwork that our One Step campers have made. All kinds of travel and hotel stays. So again, you can check out the link in my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein, or just go to camponestep.org if you want to donate or want to be a part of the evening. There are fantastic gift opportunities in here for the sports fan or music fan in your life. If you're thinking about your kids and you want to get something special, you might find a value if you check out some of the bidding now for an autographed item that you can squirrel away for Christmas or Hanukkah. Might be a great opportunity to do that and do something great for the kids as well.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Despite the bye week, the Bears are still hobbled by injuries heading into Sunday's game against the Packers. 7 players are listed as questionable, including linebacker Danny Trevathan, cornerback Sherrick McManus and Bryce Callahan, and guard Kyle Long. Elsewhere, Martellus Bennett reportedly has a torn rotator cuff and labrum, and he says the Packers were well aware of his injury. He was on the practice field with the Patriots today. The Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez will both play. The NBA All-Star Game is coming to Chicago in 2020. Blackhawks playing Carolina tomorrow. Anton Forsberg will get the start and goal for that one. And in baseball, two-way Japanese player Shohei Ohtani looks more and more like he's coming to Major League Baseball. He will be posted by the Nippon Ham Fighters. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Enrollment for health insurance is now open. To avoid the tax penalty and to find out if you're eligible to receive financial help, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help. Get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Barry Rosner sitting next to me in the Bernstein and Goff show today as the sun sets over chilly and snowy Chicago. The Bears are getting ready for the Packers, and this is apparently a time of year when everybody involved is supposed to think the Bears are better than they are. That's my takeaway from this is, you know, I ask Olin Krutz, it was funny how that happened, because I asked Olin Krutz, why is it that just having guys like Dontrell Inman and Marcus Wheaton leads to automatic optimism? And he said, I don't know. And then Zach Zaidman gave us Marcus Wheaton and Dontrell Inman as reasons for optimism.
It's really amazing, but it's been going on for weeks now. And it just, there doesn't seem to be any end to it. And they're going to beat the Packers. The Packers are terrible. And I just don't know that that speaks to anything of greater significance than really just a single game.
I'm picturing you. Here's what I want you to do as an exercise, as an intellectual exercise.
Exorcise?
Here. Assume the Bears win. You say they're going to score four touchdowns. You're an idiot. They're going to, okay.
Packers are going to give them the
16
ball.
16-10 is going to be your final score, right? And the Bears win. It's going to be just a hideous football game, right? You know it's going to be.
It's two bad teams.
Right. So it's going to be 16-10, and the Bears improved to 4-5, and they're looking at a softening of their schedule. Give me – you don't have to name the columnists, but give me – outside of what I know you're going to write and what I'm probably going to write – you don't have to name names or publications, but give me some leads and or headlines.
Headline. Bears optimism grows with huge victory over hated rival Packers.
Okay. That wasn't even witty, so I can't, like, it wasn't like one of these play on words.
You want the classic witty headline?
Right. Bears back over pack or something like that.
I'm just imagining the John Fox press conference. What, by the way, we'll get back to your question in just a moment, but when's the last time we heard from Ryan Pace?
Couldn't have been training camp.
I mean, he does BBM from time to time, right? I'm trying to remember the last time I heard from Ryan Pace.
Well, I don't count if it's just an in-house thing where they've got a team representative asking him questions.
That's, I mean, some hard-hitting stuff.
So just somebody having to face reporters and answer questions, potentially, and answer follow-up questions.
It just seems like it would be a really good time to come out with the city celebrating this team on the verge of a Super Bowl. It seems like the perfect time after this huge victory over a very, very good Packers team to come out and take bows. Just kind of feels like the time. Can you envision that?
Yes. Yeah, I probably did. If some young players make some plays, and he can say a nice thing about a
Adam Shaheen would happen to get on the field somehow,
right? Or he's on the field where they run that West Coast fake fullback dive, and nobody covers the tight end, and they throw it to him. I love that touchdown. That's like the Pete Metzelaars play. Remember? Wasn't there some year he scored a bunch of touchdowns? It was always that play. The Buffalo Bills score again with the team falling for the same effing play. So Pete Metzelaars has scored again. You think they're going to run that play? It's like he's screaming, we're going to fake it to the fullback, and you're going to jump at the fullback, and I'm going to be standing over here by myself.
All by myself.
Gotcha. Okay, go. And actually, the Bears did it too. The year Keith Jennings had 6 touchdowns, it was almost entirely on that play. Why does that play work every time? Ron Turner ran it every time. I think it worked every time. You line up on the goal line with a fullback and double tight ends, and one of the tight ends has nobody standing near him. You're allowed to cover him. Or does that formation, is it like a violation?
In that formation, it's a procedure on the defense.
Okay, everybody's got another name for it, but there's a, he's got him wide open. He bit on the fake. Yeah, again, he did, because that's what they were trying to do.
There will be columns written for Monday's papers about not just the significance of this particular victory over the hated rival Packers. And how they've exercised their demons. But there will be, put into context, this narrative, this larger narrative, that it's all coming together. That it's all now finally coming together. Never mind that at this point, Phil Emery was 21-19. And this Bears regime is 12-28, or whatever it is. I mean, think about that. But yeah, it will be discussed as though this was the turning point.
From horrible to mediocre.
No, it will
mediocre.
They're on the rise. This is it. It's all happening. It's all coming together.
See, I remember when it actually felt that way, when they had just destroyed the Carolina Panthers. I remember Jake Delhomme threw consecutive passes to Nathan Vasher. And I forgot, there was a picture, maybe was it Wale Ogunleye who was just...
Was that Vasher jumping the inside route?
Yeah, same pass twice. Yeah. And there was that, and they were like 5-0 or something at that point, right? And then that's when you're supposed to write those things. When a team out of the gate say, ooh, there's something happening here. They're onto something. Not when you've achieved 4-5.
It's amazing. It's truly. I mean, I know there is. Look, I don't blame the fan base. I don't blame the fan base at all. The fan base wishes. The fan base dreams. The fan base spends all of its energy hoping for better times, for wanting to believe better times are coming, and they will go to great lengths to defend their general manager and their head coach and their quarterback, no matter who it is. I understand that, and I don't blame them one bit. But the media response to what's happening is just extraordinary. And I'm not saying that a couple of years from now it won't be better, but in the middle of your third year, you should be looking at a playoff team, and they're 4-5. And the number of impact players on both sides of the ball remains about where it was when this regime took over.
There's the 630 says, if Trubisky looks great, it'll be Trubisky, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, it's out. The 224 says, the headline is going to be Bears blow it again. And this, the other thought from the production studio, the turning point for this regime was supposed to be when they beat Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay on Thanksgiving 2 years ago. And they did do that, didn't they? And they didn't turn.
They won three games last year. This team won three games last year. It's really remarkable. I just
said they would score 28 points. Well, never forget. Hashtag never forget. Barry Roster to the Bears. They can score 4 touchdowns. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be because of what they've done offensively. It's going to be because of the Bears' defense, which is pretty good. And the Packers' offense is really, really bad. And they're going to either put it on the ground or throw it to the Bears.
He's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're just getting off of work. You want a chance to win Bears-Packers tickets? Come here to the Jewel Osco at Division and Clybourne. And we're in the back. You make a right, and right back here in the little Starbucks area. Not the other Starbucks. You're going to go in there. Where are they? No, there's a Starbucks in the Jewel Osco, and that is where we are. So you can come by, say hello. We've got plenty more to come, and grab some phone calls also. 312-644-6767. I know you've got stuff you wanted to get to, too, because you're always, you know, you take the glasses on, the glasses off, the glasses on, the glasses off, cigar in mouth, cigar out of mouth, clip the cigar, cigar back, glasses on with cigar, glasses off with cigar, glasses on and staring over the glasses despite having just put them on.
Thinking about bourbon.
It's right there for you. And by the way, the appears the poll winner is going to be wrong. It looks at this moment like I will check the latest returns with precincts beginning to report We've got 477 votes in, and the actual answer to which Score employee
wow.
is here with the bottle of bourbon and the wow. bucket of chicken.
The guy who's winning the poll, when he finds out he's won the poll, is going to ask, why?
And the guy who's second isn't even right. It's the guy, so...
All right. Well, we'll reveal the results coming up shortly. Right here on Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Right after the Bears-Packers game on Sunday, listen to The Score's postgame show starring Olin Krutz.
Bowman and Akeem Hicks dominate the game from their positions.
James Big Cat Williams.
When they had to throw it, they threw it, but that defense stepped up.
And Hub Arkish.
Mr. Trubisky, that was a hell of a throw that kid made.
The best postgame show is The Score's postgame show with Bears-Packers recap right after the big game, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention in honor of and in celebration of Veterans Day weekend, Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish is proud to announce that all live fish, all live coral, and all live plants are 30% off. So here goes per your request. Blastomusa merletti, Montipora digitata, Picasso clownfish, and yes, even the Alano Cara Jacob Friberi. Well, I think you get the picture. They're all 30% off. And they're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All live fish, 30% off. All live coral, 30% off. And, of course, all live rock and inverts, 30% off. So to recap, if it's alive, it's on sale this weekend only at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. It would be our pleasure if you would just sashay into Oak Park Natural. That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish on Harlem, just north of Madison, where you always find more live.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1924, California legalized professional boxing. Wilt Chamberlain of the NBA San Francisco Warriors scored 72 points in a game this week in 1962. This week in 1970, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost by one of their biggest margins, 54 points. That same week in 1970, Tom Dempsey of the New Orleans Saints kicked an NFL record 63-yard field goal. Oakland's first baseman, Mark McGwire, became the Rookie of the Year this week in 1987.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
5-0 CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, it's funny. The number of times I'm actually aware of like a Chris Tannehill musical reference, all it does is underscore the number of times where it must completely go over my head.
We've been working together too long. If you knew I was trolling someone with the last bed I was playing, we've been together way too long.
I like to think I know music well enough, but Tanny's got some areas of expertise where it's just next level stuff. So, 31% of respondents to the Bernstein and Goff Twitter poll believe that the Score employee who arrived here with a bottle of bourbon and bought a bucket of chicken and brought it over is Jay Zawoski. He was the winner of the poll at 31%. Herb Lawrence came in second at 27%. The fourth place finisher was Rick Camp at 19%. And the actual...
Rick Camp wanted to win, by the way.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't actually come running in, like, with bourbon and chicken. Can it be me?
He voted for himself right. Five times.
I'm here, too. No, he only got 23% of the vote, but it's Shane Reardon. Nicely done. The people who said, I love the people who said it, pizza puff guy, or guy who ate dog food. Right. I mean, it really isn't that hard.
Developed himself quite a reputation in this town.
No, because he says he's got a cousin who lives right over there, and he's got to go walk her dog. So it's like he's
and then eat her dog food.
He's going to throw down a bottle of bourbon. No, you listen here. I'm walking the dog here. I don't have to pick up anything. You pick him up. I don't walk you. So if you do see a random beardo just screaming into the night while walking,
drunken dog walker,
walking a dachshund
with half a bucket of eaten chicken.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not really sorry at all. So between that and everything that's going on today, this is look. I'll be honest with you. When we do shows, it's really important to keep up with Twitter, because that's the river of news. That's where it comes in. Now, before something is actually on a website, it's usually a texter will say something, hey, check out Twitter, you know, just to follow sports news. But I haven't made the different lists to like only look at sports news, because you never know where things are going to come from anymore, and you never know with everything melding together. It is so exhausting. I can only imagine. I have so much envy for people who are genuinely able to unplug, whether professionally able or whether what you do professionally has nothing to do with being up on the news, or you don't have to talk about current events, you don't have to be aware of the latest thing, and you are able. I saw somebody other who just like spent a week in the woods and was able to unplug. I genuinely envy you because it's exhausting.
I do that after a long playoff run. Or really any kind of playoff run of any of our teams.
I used to do that when I covered the Bulls.
When it's over, then yeah, I will absolutely unplug. It is very, very healthy. It's rejuvenating in so many ways. The problem is when you plug back in, even if it's only been for 2 or 3 days, it feels like a lifetime because you're so far behind on everything.
But it isn't just that. It's currently the kind of news. It's what's going on right now with, like you say, if a name is trending, that person is either a sexual assailant or a pedophile.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Yeah.
Or wants to be one or the other. It's amazing. Every next name that you see, and it's in sports, and it's in Hollywood, and it's you can't escape it. And you're just wondering who or what is next. And people know. Like, there are people who are saying, get ready to see this name. Get ready to see that name. Or I didn't think that Judge Roy Moore was going to be a pedophile overnight. I didn't think that was. Although, apparently, that's now fine. Judging from everything that we're seeing, it's okay. Because the excuse is, you might make a Jesus.
What's coming next? What's the next big name? Hollywood? Politics?
Yeah, there's at least two in Hollywood. And many more in national politics. This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Bears fans readying for the weekend. A terrific slate of college football games this weekend as well. And you got to hear from the NBA commissioner in town today. He was listing the virtues of Chicago as a destination for the 2020 All-Star Game. And I think Barry might have fixed the Blackhawks. What did you say? Get faster? Better.
Maybe win a faceoff.
Winning a faceoff.
Get some pucks to the net.
That's good, too.
I'm a big fan of getting pucks to the net.
Don't pass up open shots, because occasionally the ones at the net go in the net. And that's where you want them.
It happens.
You get a point for that.
Shoot puck at net. Shoot puck at net with traffic. Sometime puck going net.
See, that's the kind of wisdom you get from him. 312-644-6767. The Power Hour commences. In a moment on The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
So you want to win the warm? Listen to the Molly and Hanley Show all next week starting Monday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people in Apple Vacations.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
You know, I love Cameron Hughes wines, and the reason is it's great wine, and it's wine that I wouldn't otherwise be able to afford because it's coming from some of the best vineyards. But because it's got Cameron Hughes' name and a number on the bottle, and you can't be told exactly which great vineyard, you get a tremendous discount. Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And if you are a cab drinker, a serious cab drinker, and someone who has either a cellar or multiple wine storage machines, and you want to put a couple of these away, this is the wine for you, and you have to grab this before they're out of it. It is the Lot 609 Napa Valley Cab. This comes from an icon-level winemaker with no expense spared. We're talking $100-plus per bottle price point. Estate vineyards from the best appellations of Napa Valley. And Cam had to sign an exceptionally tight non-disclosure agreement to make the agreement for this particular wine. This is a top producer. This can last 15 to 20 years of graceful aging. It is a top-of-the-line Napa cab, and it's $35 a bottle. So get this while it's still available. Get a case of it. Give it as a gift. It is a special wine. And right now, you can grab this with free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. Because Cameron is always asking what kind of deals are best for the listeners of the Bernstein and Goff Show. We always talk about these things. And this is what it is right now. Cameron Hughes Wine, the preferred wine choice by informed and passionate wine lovers, because you can get ridiculous deals like this. There's no place else to get these kind of discounts. So you go to chwine.com and enter Dan, chwine.com, D-A-N. That's how you get free shipping. It's a huge savings because the wine's heavy and very expensive to ship. So right now, before you forget, you want to do this for gifts, do it for yourself, chwine.com and use the code Dan.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly...